This is Matt from the Man Cave. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching with your daily devotion for April the 19th. I'm going to throw the heat the other day. I think it was yesterday I threw the heat and it took two tries. How about if I just put it right in there? Oh, it was right. You know, guys, today we're being in the book of Job. We're looking at chapter 37. We're looking at verse 5 and it reads like this. God does great things which we can't even comprehend. Friends, I can think about in my past life, okay? I'm living, I'm going through kind of a routine. I'm doing the same thing every day and then all of a sudden, God shows up. God shows out. I mean, here's the thing. Everything changed like that. I mean, God just did something in my life that was just totally awesome. And here's the thing. It was so totally awesome that I knew that it was God. There was no attributing it to man or a lucky break or karma or, you know, this or this or all those things that the world would say, oh, you got a lucky break. Give me a break, lucky break. Listen, in the Christian walk, in the Christian pilgrimage, one of the hardest things to do is this. It is to wait on the Lord, okay? And it is just so hard because I want to help God out, you know. Golly, God, I can help you on this. You know what I'm saying? And isn't that what we do? And listen to this devotion. I'm just going to read one line of it. It was this morning, okay? It says this. How many of us, without first seeking God's will, have jumped into a situation, seized an opportunity, and found ourselves struggling financially, mentally, emotionally? Later, we realize that we should have waited on the Lord. Friends, that seems like that's my life. This guy is talking about my life. I've always tried to help God out. You know what I'm saying? Instead of waiting for the moment that He brings it, and I'm resting in it, okay? God has no problem blessing you. He has no problem sustaining you while you're waiting. Friends, again, the hardest thing to do in life is to wait upon God. It really is, because here's the thing. I want to help Him, and sometimes if my trust level isn't where it needs to be, I'm not trusting Him. I'm thinking, well, I've waited a month. It's been 3 months. It's been 6 months. Lord, friends, here's the problem, okay? Because God is so totally awesome, and like our text said, here's the thing. There's nothing that's going to thwart His plan. There's nothing that's going to stop His plan. He has something awesome for you. But when things come along sometimes, we think that's the thing, and we jump into it, okay, wholeheartedly, like we're jumping off the big diving board into the 20-foot pool, okay? We're like doing the swan dive, okay? But we didn't what? Sometimes we don't pray. We just think it's God's will because we waited so long. And you know who utilizes that? The enemy of your souls will offer you less. Okay, He'll offer you good rather than, watch this, have you experience the best that God has for you. Friends, Satan will always give you something decent, something good, okay, if he can keep you from experiencing God's best. I've seen this over and over and over again. What we have to do is we have to wait patiently. And here's the thing, when this opportunity does come, we need to pray through, okay? We need to make sure. Don't just jump into that thing, okay? Because we're so eager, our heart is prepared, we're ready for change, we're ready for a different season. And we think it has to be God. It absolutely has to be God. He can see how desperate I am, okay? Let me give you a great example in the Bible about not jumping the gun, okay? It's a story of Joseph and Jacob, meaning this. Jacob is the dad. Joseph is the son. Jacob hears that his son is dead, okay? 20 years has gone by. This whole time, Jacob the patriarch, you know, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, okay? Jacob's name was turned to Israel. Let's not go there. Another devotion, okay? But Jacob has been thinking this whole time for 20 years, my son, okay? That he had with his favorite wife, Rachel, okay? He's dead, okay? Finally, he gets word. Are you kidding me? Joseph's alive. He's the prince of Egypt. He's second in command, and there was a famine going on. And Joseph says this, bring the whole family. I got food, I got land, I got everything you need. Here's the thing, I'm going to take care of you. You know what? So Jacob's like, oh my goodness, are you kidding me? I mean, his heart is filled with joy and love, and they pack everything up, and they're going, and they're going to go to Egypt, okay? But watch this very carefully in the story, and this is so important. Before he goes into Egypt, he stops. He just stops dead in his tracks, and he prays to God. He says, God, you know, I didn't consult you on this. And he does what's called a drink offering unto God. He praises God. He says, I'm so glad that my son's alive. I'm so glad that you saved him. But Father, if it is not your will for me to go to Egypt, I'll stop here. I won't go any further. Okay? And he pours out a drink offering, meaning you would pour the most expensive wine you had over a rock, just dedicating it to the Lord. That's the same thing Jacob is doing here. He's stopping before. He's saying, Lord, if you don't want me to move forward, if you don't want me to go, I won't. As much as I want to, I'm willing to lay it on the altar as a sacrifice unto you and not go and see Joseph, my beloved son, whom I cherish and love more than anything. But God says this, go. You know what I'm saying? You're going to live there, and you're going to live many more years, and you're going to be blessed, okay? And here's the thing. Sometimes we have to lay that thing that is so precious to us on the altar of God and say, God, I want this more than anything, but I'm willing to let it go. I'm willing to wait for your best. I don't want to take seconds, okay? Listen, we don't ever want seconds, okay? Seconds are of Satan, okay? Let's have first fruits with God, okay? And move forward in victory, okay? In a life of abundance, okay? That's all by waiting and trusting and living out that Christian pilgrimage, that thing which God has only for you, okay? You were designed by God, and He has a purpose and a plan for your life, and there's no one like you, okay? And He is detailed, okay, specifically and in detail what He's going to accomplish in your life and what you're going to accomplish for Him. It's a great life, guys, I just tell you. But sometimes we got to rest in Him, okay? And make sure, guys, make sure that you pray. You got to pray, okay? Listen. From experience in my life, and jumping through the hoops and doing things that I thought this was the will of God. Listen, you gotta pray. Gotta pray up, okay? Make sure you're in right relationship so God hears your prayers. Make sure this, the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That means there's weight behind your prayer because you've been living in righteousness. You've been living a life of holiness before Almighty God. Through in and of yourself, no, it's always through the Spirit of God, okay? It's always through Christ, through the shed blood of Calvary, okay? I love it, and I love you. Hey, this is Matt from the Man Cave.